Blog Talk.
Hello.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Hello, Larry, are you there?
I'm here, Stuart. Can you hear me
Larry?
Okay?
Yeah, I'm blocked. My phone number has been deliberately and willfully blocked, so I'm calling in on a cell phone. I'm really getting tired of this kind of stuff because it's happening all the time now. I can't hardly get in to blog talk to do anything, and it's all too deliberate, all too willful, and it's orientated to what we're talking about. Anyway, I did get in, but we only got like 20 minutes left. Where do you want to start? Let's go with this Bible code thing you've got.
Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Stuart?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, I think somebody's blocking your number. You know, I told you the other day I called you all day on it. It seemed busy, but you wasn't on it.
Yeah, there's something going on. I think it's willful, I think it's deliberate. You know, it's deep state stuff. It's like when they got into my computer and stole a bunch of stuff, corrupted a bunch of very important stuff I had on board. I mean, they're fighting a losing battle. They're idiots. They're going to die. They're going to go to hell. And rightfully so, I guess, if this is the way they want to play ball. I have no use
I'm
for any
agreement.
Of them. They're liars. We are in a communist coup. This is a communist takeover of the United States. And I don't hear anybody, even on Fox News, calling it what it is. It's deep state, NSA, CIA. All the intel agencies of the whole world are involved in this. Read Psalm 2, people. You're in a lot of trouble because you sat back, you allowed it to happen, and you won't do anything about it. And as far as I'm concerned, Psalm 2 says it all. These people are hell-bound sinners, and they're going to wish they'd never, ever been born, and that's all I can warn them about. I'm not a religious person. I have no idea why Jesus Christ called me out, and I have no idea why he showed me hell, and I have no idea why any of this is going on other than to say the human race has fallen. They're fighting like crazy because they know Jesus Christ is about to return, and they're going to try and stop it. And if they can't do that, they'll kill every Christian they can get their hands on. And there's going to be a bloodbath in the United States, probably starting sometime after the September 23rd date, the star sign. But anyway, you guys that are in the SA, in the CIA, in the militaries, you better get into your Bible. You better read it. I was not a Bible person at all. I disregarded the whole thing. I met Jesus Christ face to face. And I'm telling you, it's real. You're on the wrong side. And when you die, you're going to find it out. And you're going to find it out the hard way. The real hard way. It is real. Hell is real. I saw part of it, a little bit of it. And you're going there. If the Lord chose to reveal what little I saw of it, there would not be a person on earth that would not be on their belly crying for mercy. That's my final warning to all of you. My final warning. I'm not a liar. I'm not a deceiver. I was called to actually show the church that 99% of the church is unsaved, just as the book of Revelation says it is. If you don't like it, too bad. But you're going to eat every word that the Bible has to tell you. You're going to eat it. You're going to digest it, and you're going to live it. You're going to live it. You're going to go through it because you sat on your butts and you mocked it, you laughed at it, and you tried to destroy the very name of Jesus Christ. Not going to happen. Every soul you kill in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back, and it's going to bite you like you've never, ever been bitten before. End of story, over and out. Anyway, let's talk about the Bible codes. That's another reason why people ought to believe the Bible, Larry. They really need to start believing the Bible. It's mathematically impossible that the Bible was written by any man on earth. It was written by God, given to humans to write down as they were directed and told to do. The mathematical continuity of the Bible, you cannot disprove. It's an alien book. It's a paranormal book. It's telling you the truth. Wake up. Wake up and believe every word that Jesus Christ told you. He said, come to me as a little child. Get rid of your biases, whether they be Baptist, Catholic, isms. I don't care if you're deep into philosophy or whatever. Get rid of all of it. Read the Bible, believe it, because you're going to believe it in the very, very near future. We're almost out of time. Anyway, end of sermon. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart, I'll tell you what. You know, we just do ask that people do pray for us because, you know, some time back, you know, they took my computer down. They took everything I had down. They destroyed my Yahoo group. They destroyed my my emails, all my email accounts, you know, and then after that they've hit you, they've took everything you've got and destroyed it or corrupted it or stolen it, and they attacked your websites, your radio shows, your everything you do. We're under incredible attack, you know. But ironically, you're exactly right. I agree with everything you previously said. These people apparently have no concept of a real God. I'm talking about a real one. I'm not talking about this fake rock, stuff made out of rocks and wood and junk, you know. I'm talking about one that exists outside our space-time, and he still is all-powerful inside our space-time and outside of it, and they're about to find that out, and that's the most ironic thing, but we'll stay on and we'll continue as long as we can. I know this will be a short program tonight because they like to have completely stopped us from having a show tonight. Maybe we can make up for it Friday night, but there's a lot going on, and one of the interesting things is the Torah codes. They can laugh at them. They can mock them. People can say they don't believe them, but how in the world or outside of this world would you embed people's names and everything that happens to them in words written hundreds of years ago? It's impossible. But anyway, let me show you one here. Barry Rothman just did one today called Otto Warmbier's Death Due to Torture in North Korea. Now, you're wondering, I couldn't even, years ago, nobody could have probably even spelled the name Warmbier. I never heard of it. But all of a sudden, it's in the Torah codes. And here, there's nine words in this matrix. Let me give them to you, Stuart, see what you think. Number one, Warmbier. Yeah. Number two, Korea. Number three, Kim. Number four, poison. Number five, Otto. Number six, Korea blood. Number seven, torturer. Number eight, and he died. Number nine, lie. And it just sounds like that North Korea tortured and poisoned Otto Warmbier, and then after he died, they lied about it. It's all there. Kim can't escape. North Korea can't escape. And neither can the CIA or the NSA or, you know, all the other three-letter groups and all of the apostate idiots out there that think they know what's going on when all along they don't have a clue. And they keep trying to mess with our radio shows and bring us down and destroy us from getting any of the real word out. And, you know, I agree with you, Stuart, time is short. Now, those words ought to tickle their ears because I'm sure they're listening. Time is short.
Oh, absolutely. Very short. I think some of them know it, and I think this is one of the things they're attempting to do. They're going to try and stop the Lord from coming back. That's right there in the Bible. But they ought to read what it says. Blood flows right to the top of the bridles. That's how much blood is going to flow from the people who are trying to manipulate this world. Well, Satan owns it. But he only owns it on a leasehold, and his leasehold is almost over. And then what are the people going to do when the real Lord of this world, who died on the cross at Calvary and shed his blood for our sins, then what are they going to do when he shows up? You know, I was not really much of a believer when I met Jesus face to face. And I, like I said, I have no idea why he called me into this thing. And it's been an amazing, amazing journey. And it's been many ups and downs. Right now we're facing bankruptcy because there's no support out there, even from the people on Blog Talk Radio. I can name five people that have helped to contribute. That's it, five people out of the thousands of people who have listened. So they try to bleed you to death that way as well. But the Lord said, that's not going to work. So when this is done, when this is over, they're going to have found out that no matter what they tried to do, they changed absolutely nothing. The people that the Lord wanted to bring in are in, and those people that tried to stop it are out. O-U-T, forever. And, you know, the human race works on hope. It really does. It works on faith and it works on hope. You get in your car and you drive because you are positive. You have faith in your car and you think that car is going to take you to work. Otherwise, you wouldn't get in it. Same way with the sun rising. You don't even think about the sun setting and it's not going to rise. So the whole human race actually operates on faith and hope. I want you to think about what it's like when there is no faith left. And there is no hopeless. And you're in a place you don't want to be, and you can never get out of, and that's where you stay. I had a friend of mine who was taken down there. He said the worst part of it was no hope. I only experienced one vision, if you want to call it that, and I'm not even saying the Lord gave it to me, where I was in a swing. I don't know if I ever told you this one or not. And it was a blue sky, green grass. It was just beautiful. Sun was out. And there was a gentle breeze, and all of a sudden, a huge gust of wind took me in the swing up over the tree. And when I came back down, it was all ash, all dark, all foreboding, and there was no hope. And the thing I remember most about it, other than the visionary part of it, no hope.
Wow.
Jesus Christ is not kidding when he told everybody, you better get serious with me, paraphrasing him. I'm not an idiot. I told you the truth. I came down here behind enemy lines to rescue you. And if you're going to mock me and you're going to laugh at me and you're going to roll on the floor laughing, you ain't going to be laughing very long. You're going to be on your belly screaming for mercy, and there is not any mercy going to come your way. And that warning can be found in the Proverbs, and it can be found in the Psalms. But people just mock it, Larry. We have such an apostate church, it's just absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, you got another Bible code, too, on Mueller and this communist coup attempt against Trump. What does that have to say?
Yeah, let me, you were sharing, let me add something here that, and ask you, what are the odds? Because the other day, Darnett ran a check on my blog, you know, the LarryWTaylor.org blog, and she sent me all the details on it, and it said that the value of it was 800,000 something. It was, it didn't rank very high in this world, but the odds of what was interesting was that it said it was valued at 26 cents. I laughed my butt off almost when I read that. I thought this is so funny, you know, and 26 cents. But, you know, later on, I got to thinking, I was walking, you know, I walk and pray up here, and I was walking and praying, mm-hmm. and I thought, now, wait a minute, maybe that's more than just something on, you know, this is, because this was on the internet. It was a, you know, a more or less a summary of my blog and its value of 26 cents. And so guess what, Stuart? I went in and opened up The Keys to Scripture Numerics by Ed Vallow, and the number 26,
yes.
You know what that means? It means the gospel of Christ. Now, what's the odds of that?
Exactly. It's all done. It's all actually the future is already known. You know, a lot of people, like you read Air Force 2025, we're going to own the future. No, you're not going to own the future. Nobody owns the future except the Lord. And he is now deliberately, I think, maneuvering all the nations into place for this conflict that's about to happen. What's your take on this Syrian buzz that's going on now and the warnings of Putin? You keep it up, then there's going to be trouble. And I think he means
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a very serious situation right now. Let me go ahead and give you this. You asked me about Barry Rothman's other code that he
yes.
did yesterday, and it's the Torah code that links Trump to the Mueller, his corrupt matrix. And it's still under construction, but here are the four words found in the code. Number one, Mueller is corrupt. Now, what's the odds that someone would embed in the Torah hundreds of years ago, a guy named Mueller in the future time would wind up being corrupt and ruled as corrupt, so Mueller can't escape. You know, they can say all they want to about how great and courageous and honest a guy Mueller is, but the Torah code embedded years and years ago says he's corrupt. From the beginning, he wound up corrupt. Now, number two, it says Trump. Number three, the word is conspiracy in the Matrix. Number four, a lie. So when I read that, it almost like the Torah code embedded long time ago says that Mueller is corrupt and he's bringing a conspiracy and a lie against Trump. So there you are. There's the deep state working heavy right now. But it was exposed from the beginning, Stuart. They were exposed from the beginning. We just didn't know how to ask the questions of the Torah code.
Yep, but he knew that we were going to develop computers, and he knew we'd figure out skipto codes, and we knew he would embed all of this stuff for us to authenticate the original scriptures and the prophecies. Prophecy is not prediction. Prophecy is what the Lord saw happen. He writes it down, gives it to his prophets 2,000-3,000 years ago. They write it down, and we got it. That's what it's for. People just don't understand time and space, and they don't understand how the Lord set it all up. Just deal with, I want to skip, because we have very little time, Cliff High and the Antarctica situation. What is that about? High technology, military, mercenaries going down there? It's about backwards engineering, obviously. The military-industrial complex companies are loading up and going down there. What's happening? They must have found something really, really stupendous.
It really is interesting. Quail Alerts and also AllNewsPipeline.com have this new post from Cliff High on an Antarctica WebBot project. And what's interesting is it talks about a UFO cover-up and getting a huge Antarctica contract, and while the defense contractors and mercenaries are involved with Antarctica. So there apparently is a lot more going on in Antarctica than we have been privy to, and the information that we have. We do have some clues. We do have YouTubes and things that are talking information, but apparently this is really a big deal down there, and I hopefully we'll get more information on that. By the way, I wanted to get your opinion. You know, we recently had Standeo on, and a couple of shows he's talked about this Saudi prince named Bin Salman. They just announced today on Debka File that the Saudi king is now named Bin Salman, his heir. which is really causing an upheaval in Saudi Arabia, and it impacts U.S. and Israel, and it also is purportedly, according to Deborah files, cementing Israel's co-option Jerusalem cornerstone.
Well, you know, the world may think it can outsmart the Lord, but it can't. And Israel is going to be the cornerstone and the timepiece for planet Earth. By the way, they're coming up on their jubilee when they move into 5778 from being a nation, which took place May 14th, 1948. So we're going to see a lot of things starting to happen, and I believe they're going to start happening within a couple months, if not sooner. And before we have to close, for those people who think Bible prophecy is nuts, Senate Bill 1241, Congress submits a bill making it illegal to hold cash, Bitcoin, or other assets outside of a bank without informing them in writing. They're tightening the noose, and they're going to bring in the mark. You don't take the mark, your head comes off. Very simple. And we're headed in that direction, and we've got traitors in Washington, and we've got sedition in Washington, and I don't know. Did you hear about this new investigation into Hillary?
I haven't yet. I've heard rumors, but I have no confirmation.
Well, Trey Gowdy, I guess, was on Fox News. I didn't see it, but I was told that he said they are now going to investigate Hillary Clinton. That's going to open up a whole can of worms. But the left, the communists, if they can't get rid of Trump by hook or crook, they will start riots and we will have an American summer. And they will topple the United States that way. So everybody get ready. You're under attack whether you know it or not. These people in Washington, the left, the communists, they hate you with a passion, and they're going to kill you as soon as they come to power. And the people that will not come forward and stop this, well, I guess the Lord says they deserve it. What say you, Larry? We got 40 seconds.
Yeah, I agree with you, Stuart. And Augusto Perez recently issued a warning, you know, stating that if something happens to Trump, he said the left, the communists, they're coming after the people they know would try to stop them with a passion. He said they will not stop.
No, they won't. And I don't understand why Fox News and the others don't call it what it is. Communist coup, and number one, you don't negotiate with communists. They will kill you in the end. Anyway, thanks for listening. Sorry for all the delay. See you Friday night, if we can. Night.